The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleepwire!
Welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack, everybody. It's another Wednesday night with your favorite guys on Fantasy Football World, the most accessible fantasy podcast ever, because we do live shows and we take your calls. This is the Mail Sack. If this is your first time listening, here's how it goes. We take your questions over several different apps through email. We answer them on this live show. But if you want to get through and jump the line and get talking to us right away, you can do that. We have a phone number you can call. 256-56-SLEEP. 256-567-5337. That'll get you directly into the show. We already got a call. I want to introduce my host today. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this and it's recorded, obviously that phone line's not going to work. So if you want to get a question to us, go to our website, sleeperwire.com, go to the free advice button, and send us a question through the website. Our host this evening and question takers and answerers will be Lucas, Dirty Jobs, and perhaps Prophet Hoos. Welcome,
what's up,
gentlemen.
Guys?
Hey, there he is.
Look at that. Right on time.
As if on cue, almost. What's happening, gentlemen? How are we doing this evening?
Hey, it's the sack.
That's right. That's right.
Well, before you get to the sack today, there's a bit of a gatekeeper. The man with the million questions is the Prince of Philly.
Yeah. What's going on, Philly?
What's happening, the Prince of Philadelphia?
Guys, yeah, you already know. Prince of Chips, he's over here. Trade deadline's in 2 days, man, and it's a tight
fight.
Like, only the person who's got pitched, I'm
the
fourth fight.
So, hey. It's really hard to hear you. If you're talking with, talk into your phone.
Okay, how about now?
That's good.
Oh, yeah. There we are.
Cool. So, trade deadline's in like 2 days, and I got three quarterbacks, man, and I got somebody he's willing to trade. So I'm going to try to make it brief. I'm not going to try to take too much of your time. But my question is, his offer to me was he was going to give me Drew Brees and Saquon Barkley. And I would have to give him Jared Goff, Big Ben, and Nick Chubb. Mind you, I got Andrew Luck on my bench. So what do you guys think?
How many quarterbacks do you start a week?
Two.
This is the two, obviously, yeah.
And I'm looking for all season, not for just this week.
So that would leave you with only two quarterbacks, right?
Well, I can probably – he got Case Keenum and Alex Smith. I could tell him to throw it in the pie and just keep one of them on my bench just for safety reasons. But, yeah that would leave you with two quarterbacks pretty much.
There's Lux on a bye this week, so.
Right.
Luck is back playing this week. He was on a bye last
week. Yeah, Lux here this week, but I still...
Yeah, he's back, actually. Yeah, I got Doyle on the lineup.
Yeah, I still want to have a backup quarterback. I want to have three quarterbacks on my team in a two-quarterback league, even if they're through all their buys, just in case an injury or something unexpected comes. So you would be getting Breeze and Barkley and giving up Goff, Big Ben, and Chubb?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd do that.
It's a PPR league and a half a point per rush attempt.
Half a point for a rush attempt.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... Because
let me ask you, who do you guys think? Jared Goff, Drew Brees, or Big Ben?
You know,
Goff, Drew Brees, or Ben? I'm going Brees, Goff. Actually, Ben and Goff.
You know, I think I'm going Big Ben solely because of the reason that they have Alvin Kamara and Ingram and Taysom Hill coming in. Breeze is going to have some good games, and he's going to have some, you know, 0 to 1 touchdown games also, where the team is just so efficient he doesn't need to throw much. Ooh, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm sold on the other one too. I don't think I can make this trade. I think I hold on to the guys I've got, and I mean, I know it sucks having so many quarterbacks on your team. But I think I'm okay having these quarterbacks on my team.
I mean, in a two quarterback. Yeah, he's fine.
Quarterback league, I'm good with.
But
you know, you have something to play against when Big Ben's on the road against a tough matchup. I like what you got right now.
I don't want to give up having
offensive quarterback.
Yeah, we love.
I need that, man.
What are your running backs?
If you need to take it, if you feel like you really need it. Then, you know, like it's your team at the end of the day.
But I would definitely get a quarterback. What are your running backs?
My running backs is Kareem Hunt. That's number one. And then it's like weak. It's like Mike Ingram, Matt Beretta, and Nick Chubb. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So I'm a running back guy, man. You know, and since I already have an extra quarterback, I can't start all three. So I might as well, you know what I mean? Start. The guy's willing to negotiate. I told him, how about Big Ben and Nick Chubb?
I'm not real high on Breeze. Honestly, I'm not sure that he throws for higher numbers than either Goff or Big Ben going forward. So I love Breeze as a talent, but they just don't need him to throw. Half the time they don't need him to put up huge fantasy games. That's tough. That's real tough. If he did have him throw in Case Keenum, if you really think you need Barkley, I would have him throw in Case Keenum along with Breeze, and I'm probably okay.
What if I tell him, give me Barkley, and I give him Nick Chubb and either Goff or Ben? Which one would you get rid of, Goff or Ben? I'm leaning maybe Goff because you got to buy in week 12, but Goff at any day can throw you 4 touchdowns in one game.
Well, Goff might have a bye week from 12 to 16 if the Rams keep on cruising the way they're cruising. So.
Well, they lost to the Saints, so.
Yeah, but they're not going to lose too many. I mean, they've got real good matchups coming up. If you listen to the Great Debate, we talked a lot about Malcolm Brown and the matchups coming up. I can really see. I mean, for me, I'd get rid of Goff, and it's not even a question. I mean, that one's easy for me.
Well, Goff is currently the number two. He's currently the number two quarterback, and Roethlisberger. Actually, depends on your league, but they're both in the
six or something like that.
I think they're both. Yeah, they're both close to the in the top five conversation here. So, I'm okay with it if you really want Barkley because Barkley is that good. Having Barkley and Kareem Hunt would do solid for you, but in a two quarterback league, you're sitting with three elite quarterbacks. He's the one that sounds like that he really needs help here. So I would trade him Chubb and one of your quarterbacks for Barkley and Breeze. Don't give him two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But he only has Breeze. He's trying to resolve getting another quarterback, like trying to set up dual quarterbacks.
That's why he's
calling me, because I got three quarterbacks.
I thought you said he had Case Keenum and Alex Smith also.
But he's not comfortable with Case Keenum and Alex Smith. Since it's a quarterback league, they want somebody to compliment.
His comfort level is no concern of ours.
Yeah. So he doesn't only have Breeze. He has Breeze, Case Keenum, and that. And he's the one that's in a position that he needs an upgrade. So.
Right.
If. I understand. But he's going after Roethlisberger and Goff, which are top five quarterbacks or top six, depending on how your league is structured. He's the one that needs the help here. And he should be fine upgrading from Breeze to one of them for reasons that we've already talked about. And I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't want to take too much longer on this one.
You put the fire to him right there. I like it.
I think we answered this one for you.
Yeah, Nick, that's what you need to counter him. You need to say Nick Chubb and one of your quarterbacks for Breeze and Barkley.
Let me let you get one more thing before I let you go. I offered them Nick Chubb, Tyreek Hill, and Big Ben, for Breeze and Barkley. He said no because he needs a dual quarterback league. So I tried that with Tyreek Hill. He wasn't having it.
Well, I mean, it's okay, but you're the one in the position of power. You don't need to make a trade. You don't need Barkley.
I don't really, but I'm 3-6, man. And like, instead of keeping one on my bench, if I can add like a star, like running back Barkley, I don't see it hurting me. And I can't. I honestly can't tell who's better, Breeze, Goff, or Ben. So if I trade one of them or both of them, like,
it doesn't matter.
Only complimenting my team.
Right.
Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said originally, you need to get, if you want to do that and you absolutely want to make this happen, then get Case Keenum and and Breeze along with Barkley in this trade.
Don't do three, right?
Yeah. So make sure you're at least getting Case Keenum in there also.
Okay. I got Tyreek Hill, man. Him and Kareem Hunt have the same week bye next week. Who should I trade Tyreek Hill for? Right. Like, what's the fair? Like, T.Y. Hilton? Or, like, what do you got?
Oops. We got disconnected. I don't know what happened there. Whoa. I guess call back in, buddy, if you get a chance. We got a couple more calls to get to here. We got Griffin from Fort Worth. What's up? Welcome to the Sleepwire Show.
Hey, guys. Just want to say love the app. Love your stuff.
Hey, appreciate it, bud.
We love you, too.
So I've got kind of a question. I've got a question. So I'm in a 12 person PPR keeper league. And I've got a question about trade. So I've got Cooper, and my question is I'm trying to make a trade with a guy. I don't have to trade, but it might help my team. What do you think about trading Amari for Kerryon Johnson straight up?
In a keeper league, you just get to keep not a round penalty or anything. You just get to keep the players going into the following years.
There is a round penalty if you keep the guys you drafted, but if you get them through trade, they just go automatically down to 15, 14, 13, whatever you got.
Okay, so you would get Kerryon in what round next year?
So I'd get Kerryon. If I choose to keep Kerryon,
how many keepers do you have?
I think either round 14 or 13. He wouldn't be my 15.
Okay.
And how many keepers do you have? I mean, can you keep?
So we get three. I've got two right now. Julio Jones is my 15, and Keenan Allen is my round 3.
Okay. I mean, I think Kerryon's a pretty good keeper in the 14th round, but I would do this trade. I would absolutely take Kerryon for Amari Cooper.
So would you do it if I took the keeper status out? Because here's the deal. One of my running backs is also Le'Veon Bell, who I traded for earlier in the year. So Le'Veon will be my 14th if I keep him. So take keeper status out. Take keeper status out. Rest the season.
I think Cooper, that I would
rest the season. Rest the season. I want Kerryon.
I think I would still do it, and then what I would also do next year is rather than keeping Keenan Allen in the second or third, I would keep Kerryon in the 13th or whatever, and keep Kerryon, Julio, and Bell in those later rounds, and then just free up all of your early round picks.
Mm. Yep, I like it.
All right. Okay, cool. And then I got a quick second question. I got Trey Boo-Boo, got Trey Burton. And I have a guy hitting me up asking me if I want Gronk. Would you pivot from Burton to get Gronk?
Absolutely.
I would. Yep.
Did you just call him Trey Boo Boo?
I like that. Trey Boo Boo.
I did.
Boo Boo. Boo Boo. Boo Boo. How
about another big to the best?
Fantasy footballers, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
But, yeah, I would do that. I would do that.
Did this guy just say fantasy footballers?
He did.
Boy, I hope we don't get disconnected again. Boy, I hope we don't get disconnected.
Oh, man. Is that a no-no? I'm so sorry.
No. They're friends of the show. We've had them on. And they've been in the program.
Hey, I'm calling you guys. I'm asking you guys. I'm not asking them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the right place.
So I think I would do that for the upside.
Yeah, the upside of Gronk.
Of Gronk, absolutely.
Dig it.
That guy's just such a monster when he gets on the field. I know he's got some injury concerns going on right now, but he'll get past it. He always does.
I also have Josh Gordon. Does that change your mind?
No. There's a few teams that it just doesn't matter. I have Michael Katamas and Alvin Kamara in a couple leagues. I have both of them. Absolutely love it. I have no problem with it. Yep. Green Bay, these high-powered offenses, it doesn't matter. The only thing it matters for is bye weeks, and we're more or less by that for most people. I know not Patriots, but you can find a fill-in for tight end that week.
Okay. All right. Those are my questions, guys.
All right.
All right, man. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks very much.
Texas. All right. Call back again. We got, let's see, Toretto. This guy has a cool name. What's up, Toretto? Welcome to the Sleepwire Show.
Right on, man. Hey, all right. So I just got a question about a trade. Just straight up. It's a PPR league. Rest of the season. Jarvis Landry and Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill and Dez Bryant. 420 all day, man. I'm sure to hang up and get your opinion on that, man.
Okay.
All right, bro.
So it was Landry and who was the other one? Landry and who?
Landry and Diggs.
Jarvis Landry, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, and Dez Bryant. Just straight up.
You have Landry and Diggs?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather keep Landry and Diggs.
I would do that also. Tyreek Hill, great talent, but we know he doesn't have a huge, you know, his floor is not real high. They don't have to have him do well for that team to do well. They have so many weapons there. Mahomes can do it with his feet. They have Hunt. They have Ware. They have Kelce. They have Watkins. They could put up 40 points with Hill having a very quiet day, and we don't know what Dez is going to be yet for the Saints. So I think you're giving up too much in a PPR.
Yeah. Then you just got two great caliber weapons that you got sitting right there, and Jarvis Landry's schedule just starts kind of opening up
this
now.
This is Curtis, baby.
This is where you want to start getting him out there.
Hoos, are you thinking the same thing here?
Yeah, I'm right on board with you guys. I'm right in unison.
I would hold off. Let's see if Dez I want to see how Dez is utilized there, because if they're only getting him 4 or 5 targets a week, then this is a definite no. If he's doing Dez things, getting 7 or 8 targets a week, then this is a trade we can start talking about. But he's trying to capitalize on the excitement for Dez signing with the Saints.
Yeah, there's just still too many unknowns right there. Oh.
All right.
Caller, we got you there. Are you still there? You got any more questions for us?
Hang on.
I think he said he was going to hang up so he could listen on the radio.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, he's listening. Well, are we good with this question? We got him? We got him covered?
Yeah, we got him. We got him.
All right. Guess who's next?
This is Curtis, baby. No, baby, you clean and skeet as Peter. You just don't understand a new style. Oh, even the name plate.
Like don't even. Hey, it's too short, man.
You don't like
it.
Hey,
wait a minute.
I got them all.
This is
I
Curtis,
got my own
baby.
Drawing. That's what's up. I got
what's
my own.
Going
she got your own drugs.
Intro, man.
I feel beyond special, man. Hey, I'm flattered, bro. I'm flattered, man. I'm over there blushing and shit. Nah, me calm down. Hey, wait. What's up, guys? What's up, man? It's good to hear you guys' voices.
What's going on, man? How was your
week? Everything. I won last week.
Bet your ass you did.
Man, like, of course you did. What you got for us this week, man?
All right. Okay, this week I'm looking at my I'm talking about my RB2, my flex. RB1 is James Conner, so that's a no-brainer. But my RB2 and flex is both running backs. I'm looking at Aaron Jones, Deion Lewis, Kerryon Johnson, Sony Michel, and Mike Davis. Just pick, it's full PPR. Pick out two of them.
So it's Kerryon, Deion, Mike Davis, Deion Lewis. Who was the other one?
Sony Michel.
Sony Michel. I mean, this is a solid list.
I know.
I'm going Jones-Lewis here.
And you need two of them?
Yeah, I just need two.
I mean, if Michel is playing, Michel has to be in there.
I was thinking that at first, but my thing is like, okay, next week is bye week. They don't have to force them out there.
Right.
And they playing and who they playing? They playing against Tennessee. I don't maybe they don't utilize them as much.
It's not the best matchup.
Might mix them some quarter. Yeah, it's not the best matchup. It's not the best matchup for a running back.
Yeah.
Mm. I like Deion Lewis and Aaron Jones here.
I was leaning that hard, but I always got to talk to experts because you guys know the best.
Yeah, I mean I'm good with Aaron Jones, but if Sony Michel's a go, I'm playing Sony Michel. If Sony Michel's a go, I think he has a bigger week than James White this week.
Sorry guys, I forgot. Also have Marlon Mack as well.
Yeah, I don't like Marlon Mack's matchup much this week.
Yeah, I hate his matchup this week. That's why I ain't mentioning him.
I don't mind him in a PPR.
I'm not so worried about Jacksonville.
I that changes it for me. I'm going Jones Mack here.
Jones and Mack.
Going with the Mack.
Yeah, I'm not sitting the Mack either. And I'm still leaning Michel. I would go Mack and Michel if Michelle's playing. Yeah. Otherwise, Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
I think Mack and Michel. I got you saying, but because I'm looking at Miami. I know Miami got they have a rocky run defense. That's my only reason why I was hedging towards Jones. I love Sony Michel so much. It's just the matchup. If it was anybody else, I'd have started him. No problem. Hey, I know he said he's gonna come back. If I don't know if he's healthy, he's gonna be good. It's like I don't want to put him out there and then he come out there and just give me like 12 points. I'm actually going against somebody in my league. I'm right now in my league. I'm 7-1. I'm going against the other 7-1 person this week. And he has Gurley and Kamara. So I need explosion this week.
Yeah, I mean go ahead and give Jones. I have a lot of trouble trusting Mike McCarthy is my biggest issue.
I do too.
If I'm sitting here, if I'm the Tennessee Titans coaches, who are you game planning against right now? Gronk's been hurt. Michelle hasn't been out there. You're probably scheming against to keep Gordon and James White in check. If I'm Tennessee, I'm figuring out how to check James White. And Tennessee does pretty good against the pass receiving running backs. If you watch, they are in the flat. They cover that quickly. They cover the passes in the flats very, very quickly. We saw that against Dallas. And James White is not elite. So if they're queuing on James White, I don't think he has a big game. If Michelle is healthy, I expect Michelle to outperform James White. I expect Belichick to do his thing and switch it up a little bit from what they've been letting people see. And Mack's a go for me. I'm okay with Aaron Jones. Miami does have that really bad run defense. But I also really like Michelle. So go with your gut on this one. If Michelle's full healthy, full bore, full go, he's practicing, you know, the rest of this week, I would give him a run, but the guys like Jones also, so you got good options between those three.
I don't like Jones.
I got you. I got you.
Running back against Miami defense.
Yeah, I mean, I could see you going, you know, Michelle and Mack as well. So you know, like, but I just like the matchup this week.
Completely understandable. This is not, it's kind of a comment and a question. I had picked the Bills defense because the Jets defense was already tucking. So with the news of Josh McCown starting this week, do I still fire the Bills defense or I'm going to string someone else?
I like the Bills defense this week with Sam Darnold being out. My other two that I really liked that were available were the Chargers and Green Bay. They were available in several of my leagues this week. But other than that, Bills are the other one that's readily available.
All right.
Explosive on that defense.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
That was my mistake. I
think it was Steve.
Sorry.
Yep. All right, Curtis. We got anything else for us, or are you good to go this week, man?
He's good to go.
I'm pretty sure I'm good to go. I mean,
Curtis is going to win.
I'm good to go.
Of course you're good to go.
He's going to win.
And if I got any questions, Curtis, I'm going to call you Sunday anyways, regardless. So if I got any questions, I'll call you Sunday.
Call us anytime. Well, we won't always pick up, but, you know, you can call us.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I got you.
Thank you, Curtis. It's always nice to hear from you, dude. Have a great, great evening. I want to let you guys know if you're listening right now, appreciate you listening. If you want to call in, the number is 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. Also, if you can't call in or you have more questions, go to the website, sleeperwire.com. Click on the free advice. Send us a message through that form. Also, we do a live show on Sunday mornings from 11:30 to 1. Same thing, same station, same number. You can ask your start sit questions. This guy's been waiting on hold for 10 minutes. We got to get to him. It's Matt from Seattle. Matt, are you there? Welcome to the Sleepwire Show.
Yeah, man, I'm here. No problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what you got for us?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to celebrate with you guys a little. Coming back, I came from 0-3, I'm 5-4, and I'm the first guy in my league to actually get a trade settled.
Hey, all right.
It's freaking impossible with these guys. I don't know why they're so stubborn. I put up like three or four different options. Like, I'll package three guys just to get one guy off their team, and they just didn't look at him for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm in leagues like that, too.
But I unloaded David Johnson and picked up Keenan Allen when I got Golden Tate traded to Detroit. I was just like, I need somebody to be number one for me. And this was before his 21-point week last week.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Pretty solid of a trade.
Got me an easy win, and he's already got like Kamara and Chubb, so I just see him benching Johnson after he does bad a couple more.
Dude, stop! Are you working?
Do you have like your
hang on? I think he's working in a windshield wiper testing facility.
No, I'm in a UPS truck.
Okay,
that's the click.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm parked with my blinkers on.
We can hear those blinkers. They're almost like there we go.
I love it.
That's better. that's funny. Louder than the sound of your voice. So if you were running back heavy, then I think that's a pretty good trade for you. I think Keenan Allen comes on strong the rest of the season. I was super high on him in the off season. So definitely, if you needed wide receiver help and you're running be heavy, I think that was an okay trade.
Yeah. I got Tyler Boyd as number two all season long.
Love that.
No problem there.
Love that.
And, I just quick call. Glad you guys are here and helping everybody out, and glad you guys are helping your friend with Lyme disease. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Glad to hear you're 5-4. That's a big turnaround from 0-3.
Yeah. But last week was a gimme. I played random people just because the guy's 0-8 and he's running buys. But I was just like, I'm running Cortland Sutton out. Let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get freaky with it.
All right, I'm going to keep listening. You guys have a good show.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Good luck.
Good luck, man.
I just bit my fucking tongue before I was about to talk. That's pretty cool. We got a UPS guy calling in the mail sack. Nobody jumped on that one.
Delivering the mail. We were leaving it open for you. Yeah, we were leaving it open for you, and you got so excited you bit your tongue. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
That really hurt. That really hurt. All right, Ian from California is on the show. Welcome to the Sleepwear Show.
What's going on, Ian?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Not too bad. I'm doing all right. Not too good on my fantasy. I probably have like a 5% chance to make it into the playoffs. We only have four. The top four are going to playoffs, and I'm in six, so I kind of need guys in front of me to lose some games. But this week, it's not looking too good, but I have some questions on a running back two and then my flex option. So my running back one, I have David Johnson. My other options for running back for the second spot in flex are Jordan Howard, Duke Johnson, Kerryon Johnson, Kenyon Drake, and then I have Fournette coming back from injury, and I don't know if I should trust them and put him in or not.
Let me put your mind at ease. Leonard Fournette goes in your RB2 spot, and I think I'm putting Howard in the flex spot, but I could be convinced otherwise if one of these boys can make a point.
I'm right there with you, Lucas. I'm right there. I think I do the same exact thing. Yeah.
I'm actually in full agreement too, and that's weird. I was like, I gotta figure out what for this, but I don't have one. I mean, I like it.
Detroit has given up the fifth most running back points to running backs. I expect both Howard and Cohen to be able to get points here. Howard, he got in the end zone twice. His yards per carry weren't great last week, but they're using him in the red zone now. He has four touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. Howard is coming back, looking okay, getting used, perfect for a flex play. Leonard Fournette, monitor the reports tomorrow at his practice, but from what I heard, he looked damn good at practice, was running full speed, looked like Leonard Fournette of old. One year ago.
Right.
And they're saying he's ready to go. So I expect a big game from Fournette.
Did I tell you guys?
All right, cool. Sounds good. And
what, Mike?
All right. And then I guess just real quick, I have Jimmy Graham in over Trey Burton. I figure that's probably the best option, too. Do you guys agree?
Who's going to be thinking here?
Well, didn't he pop up on an injury report today? I'm not sure if that was like a vet thing or...
Jimmy's on there every week. Yeah. Every week. Every week. This is Wednesday. He sits out every single Wednesday. He has for the last 7 weeks.
All right. So that's a vet thing. Hold on. Let me just pull up my rankings. I got Graham ahead.
I like Burton more. He just seems to be more involved. I'm still not sold on Jimmy Graham with that offense.
So Burton has 7 targets in the last 2 weeks. He has a total of 46 yards on 5 catches in those 2 weeks. Granted, one of them was for a touchdown. Jimmy Graham has seemed to step up whenever one of the wide receivers is down. Allison's out. Marquise Valdez is going to step in there. Yep. Jimmy's good. I think you got to go Jimmy. Miami's gives up a decent amount of points to the tight end. I think Jimmy's a better play over Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
I still like that last the name on that Trey Boo Boo.
Oh,
it'd be better if he was like an injury prone guy, though. Am I right?
So you think that fits more for Eifert, huh?
Right. He Tyler Boo Boo.
There you go. But yeah, I think two of us are saying Graham and one saying Burton here, Ian.
All right, cool. Sounds good. That's pretty much it for me.
Cool.
All right,
appreciate
man.
The call.
Good luck,
thank
man.
You for calling in.
Good luck.
Have a good night.
All right. What's next? Clyde from California.
California. Clyde. Welcome to the show. What's up, Clyde?
Hey, thanks, guys. Okay, you guys halfway answered my question on that last call.
All right.
But I've got, like, a tight match. I'm a little bit favored. And my magic number for a first-round bye is 2. So I'm in a good spot. But I get down to a solid team. And my question this week is for my flex. I've got my choice. This is a standard league. I've got Mark Ingram, and I've got Leonard Fournette, and I've got MVS. What would you guys do?
And how many of these do you need?
I need just one.
Oh, it's easy for me. It's Leonard Fournette.
Okay, I heard what you said, Lady. He's looking good at practice, so that's good to hear.
He said it's a standard, Mike. Although I do like both of these. I do like both of these guys. Valdez is still only getting 4, 5, 6 targets a week. He's making the most of them when he's getting them. But for me, it's definitely between Ingram and Fournette. You could make a case for Ingram here. Cincinnati run defense is mediocre. They haven't been using Ingram like he was last year. He's not getting the same volume of touches. So you'd be gambling that he's going to get more of those touches this week, which I hope that he does. But I think we see Fournette come back with more or less a full complement of carries here.
I don't know.
I'm going to lean Ingram there.
Just because, you know, they did make the trade for Hyde. And, I mean, I think that they're going to use a good mix of them, you know, for now. The first weekend, I don't know if he's just going to get his job right away, like 100% all the carries. I think they're going to ease him in. So that'd be my only worry with him. I'd lean Ingram, and I actually have him just a couple spots, you know, away from each other. So I do have Ingram ahead.
And I'm leaning Fournette here. Because he might not play that much, but we know Ingram probably isn't going to play that much. So give me Fournette for sure.
What about the Alvin Kamara getting the goal line stuff like Ingram got last year?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And not only that, but Taysom Hill is getting some of that also right now, which is equally frustrating for the Kamara Ingram owners as it is for the Drew Brees owners. Ingram seems to be getting about 12 touches a game, give or take one or two. So it just depends on what they can do with it. They're not doing anything creative to get him open in space. They're pretty much just running him between the tackles, and then they're using very creative play calling when Kamara is in. So maybe that was just a thing against the Rams, but that's something that I noticed while I was watching it.
Well, that was just, yeah, exactly. I think maybe that was just a thing against the Rams, because before that he had 16 touches, you know, against Minnesota, against Baltimore, he had 14 touches. Against Washington, he had 18 touches.
He also fumbled against the Rams, too. So let's not.
He did.
He may not even play. He may not see the field this week, knowing the way Peyton likes to punish poor Mark Ingram.
Well, he also likes to keep his back healthy. So, I mean, I think we're going to see him out there. But, yeah, I think the fumble definitely, you know, took it, you know, made sure his touches took a hit. So it's definitely not something that we've seen in the past. In the past, we've seen him have at least 14 touches a game, which led to decent production. So I think it's just the Rams. I don't know. I'm going Ingram.
Last two games, Kamara got all the goal line. His first game back, Ingram got the goal line stuff, but then they switched and they gave them all to Kamara the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's something that's really going to be difficult to predict, because I don't know that they necessarily go into the game. Sean Payton, I don't think he goes into the game saying, okay, this is exactly what I'm going to do. I think that it depends on what happened on the drive. I think it depends on if someone comes out because they're tired, because they just hit a big play. It depends on a lot of different things. I think he has faith on I think he has faith with both of those running backs, and it's very much just a gut call at that point in the game who he wants to play. And that seems to be what it is, and it doesn't seem to be anything that's really predictable. So that's more a roll of the dice for me as to Fournette. I think that the what they're saying is that he looks good. Fournette is significantly better than any other running back that's on that team. I do like Gildon, and I do like Hyde, but Fournette is a monster. So if he's healthy, which I believe him to be, I think that he's going to get somewhere 18 to 20 touches this game, fully rested and healthy, which should translate to a very productive day.
He should get pounded in to the end zone, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to be the guy that kind of picks that offense back up. That offense has just looked stagnant this year. And so I think they're just missing that big power back that can get things started. Instead of a 2nd and 13 or a 2nd and 16, you're looking at a 2nd and 6, a 2nd and 4 with Fournette out there. So, I mean, the guy just brings a different dynamic to the table. And I think they laid back to use him. So I'm comfortable starting him this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Jaguars are desperate now, too. If they lose another game, they're sunk. So
yeah,
they've got to go back to what worked for them last year.
Absolutely. That's why I'm up on Fournette this week.
All right, so I'm in another league that's a half-point PPR, and I have Ingram and MVS to choose from. Would it still be Ingram, or I kind of like that MVS guy myself.
I do like MVS. If it was a PPR, I'd say go for it. But Ingram, I'm going to have to say in a standard.
All right. And then it's a half point, so you split the baby there, huh?
With half point, it's Ingram for me because MVS is still only – we're not seeing him get a ton of targets. He's only getting –
yeah, he's getting yardage.
Four, five, six targets. So the fact that it's PPR or not doesn't really matter. He could very easily end up with the exact same amount of catches as Ingram does. But we think Ingram's going to get more touches. So that's what we're gambling on here is Ingram getting more touches. So I would lean Ingram. I have this exact call to make in a PPR on one of my teams, and I'm running Ingram.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice, guys. I'm going to go then Fournette on the standard and Ingram on the half, and if I lose, I'll think of you guys.
All right, man. There
if
you
I
go.
Win, I'll think of you guys too.
We'll actually listen to you.
Call back in next week and let us know.
Yeah, you got it. All right, thanks again, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Good luck, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling the show, Clyde. We're gonna play. I gotta get you guys sped up. All right, we're an hour into the show. We haven't done a single question, so. We'll put some music on, and I'm going to read some Mixler questions, and we're going to get to these real quick because these people are listening right now.
All right, hit us rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Here we go. From the Mixler, Black Mamba 24. Hey, guys, choose two running backs, a flex and one wide receiver. So he's got Kerryon, Smallwood, Chubb, Ingram, Amendola, Alshon, Standard.
Kerryon, Chubb, Ingram, Alshon.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, Lucas had that answer so fast, I can't argue with it.
You guys don't have to,
I
argue
to think
with
about
everything.
It, but, you
if,
know.
If you like it, just say, I agree. All right. June 7-18, would you rather have rest of season, Kamara or Hunt? It's a two-keeper league. I have Gurley as my other keeper.
Oh, that's so gross.
Kamara, I guess.
Yeah, it's Kamara for me as well.
It's Hunt for me.
All right. Black Mamba 24, again, which is the tight end this week, Olsen or Ingram? Standard.
Olsen. Every week.
No doubt.
I agree.
George Reed hearted us. George Reed said Prince of Philly. Crazy Canuck hearted us. June 718. Pick two to start. Half point PPR. Tate, Shepard, Cooper, Traquan. Need two.
Cooper.
Yeah,
Cooper Kupp or Amari Cooper?
I think they're all last names, so I'm guessing it's Amari Cooper.
Who was the first one?
Yeah, who is it? Yeah, what are they again?
Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, Amari Cooper, I'm assuming, and Traquan. I don't know why he didn't just put
Shep and Cooper.
Yeah, Shep and Cooper until we see how Tate falls in the pecking order there. He's going to be running a lot of the same routes as Zach Ertz. So I have a tough time seeing him getting more than 6 targets right off the bat, but we'll see.
Yeah, if it is Cooper Kupp, I would say that's probably the same answer.
Right.
Okay. It's for sure Cooper Kupp. He'd be my number one.
Right.
Yeah.
Randy Thomas, number one. Offer I get Gordon and Kittle.
Awesome name.
Trade Hunt and Hilton, PPR. So he's getting Gordon and Kittle, is getting rid of Hunt and Hilton.
Melvin Gordon or Josh Gordon?
If it's Melvin Gordon, is it a yes?
Nope. I'm not doing it. He's trading his Hunt away.
What if it's Melvin Gordon?
No.
So he gets Melvin Gordon and Kittle for Hunt and who?
Hilton.
No, I'm not doing that. It doesn't matter which Gordon is. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Yeah, if it was Josh Gordon, hell no. It's got to be Melvin Gordon.
It's got to be Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon, I'd do it. Melvin Gordon has a better schedule rest of season. There's a lot of things.
You'd rather have Kittle over Hilton?
I would, I don't like Hilton's schedule rest of season either, man. That's another lights out, look out. I'm trying to sell Hilton where I can, honestly. I just don't like the rest of their season.
See, I don't look at that stuff too much. You know, if you're a talented player and you got a talented quarterback, I think I could, you know, you kind of just withstand the waves. And he's going to lead you onto a good fantasy production, I think. That's why I'd rather have the Hunt-Hilton side.
Yeah, I think I would, too. The Chief asks, hey, how do you guys feel about T.Y. and Baldwin rest of season? Full PPR. Looking to package one with Dez on the hype.
Probably. I mean, you're not going to get much for Baldwin right now.
What if he packaged? What if he packaged T.Y. and Dez? Could he get Juju, Alshon, or Allen?
Possibly. I mean, he could go for it. I don't know if I'd. Yeah.
Why would you want any of those over T.Y. is my question.
Yeah.
I know he's had a bad game where Luck hit 9 different receivers and Marlon Mack ran for 3,000 yards, but
let it out.
So you keep T.Y.
I think I would keep T.Y. Luck's looking good.
Would you package Baldwin and Dez for Juju, Alshon, or Allen if you could get them?
I don't think you're going to get it, but Alshon you can get.
Yeah, I would try to do that.
So, okay, Baldwin and Dez for Alshon. I like that, too. Okay, we answered that. Crazy Canuck 2017. What's up, dude? He's in my Pro-Am League. Duke Johnson or Jordan Howard or MVS in a flex in a standard this week? He's got Sony Michel and Mixon starting for his running backs.
I think it's Howard for me.
I'm going to go Howard, too.
I like it. Yep, Howard.
Howard. J-Bar, Rodgers or Big Ben this week?
Going Ben.
I think I would rather have Rodgers going against Miami than Big Ben on Thursday night against the Panthers.
Absolutely. Yeah, same here.
Okay. J-Bar, pick 2. Half point. Aaron Jones, Chubb, Cohen, Mike Davis, if Carson is out.
Nick Chubb for sure.
Chubb. And Mike Davis.
Chubb and Jones.
Aaron Jones is in there, Hoos.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I think it would be Jones. Aaron Jones. Yeah, I think I'm leaning Jones also.
Jones, Chubb.
Chubby Jones.
Yep. Chubby Jones. Chubby.
Okay. Randy Thomas won. Let's
awesome name.
See. Oh, so we were talking about Melvin Gordon. So that trade was what? Melvin Gordon and Kittle for Hunt and Hilton. We didn't like it, right? Mike was the only one I think was interested in
like
that.
I
liked it. I thought it was a good trade.
I didn't dig it.
Alternate league, Randy Thomas won. Wentz or Fitz?
Who's Tampa playing this week?
No, I think this is just 1 week question.
Who's Tampa playing?
Washington, and Fitz is playing Dallas. I'm going Fitz.
Or Wentz is playing Dallas. Yeah.
Wentz is going to play Dallas.
I'm okay with.
I play Wentz here.
I think I'm going Fitz. I want to say Wentz because I have Wentz a couple places, but I think Fitz. Washington lost two of their offensive linemen to season-ending injury, and I know that doesn't mean much for the defense, but it does mean that maybe their offense is even worse at moving the ball that Tampa gets the ball often.
They're not moving the ball a foot this week.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think I got to go Fitz.
Okay. All right, the Chief. Oh, this is clarification. So he just wants to make sure that we like T.Y. more than we like Juju, Keenan Allen, or Alshon. I don't think that was really the – I mean, if you
I
can
think
get,
I like
if you can
I like Juju Keenan. More, I like, but I don't know if I'm willing to give up so much just to get him when I have T.Y. because I don't think the difference is too much rest of the season.
I think Keenan Allen is the best out of all of those rest of season. So if I were going to do it, it would be for Keenan Allen. But I like T.Y. quite a bit.
I still like Juju over Keenan Allen. But, yeah.
So do that's I. Same.
All right. Calls are done. Mixer questions are caught up. Let's jump into Sack, boys. Refresh your Google Doc real quick. I think we're starting with Dilly Dilly. And I put a couple more in the end there from the other thread. We got a couple email questions. It looks like a huge document, but it's because a lot of people sent us their entire roster picture. So it's not a big deal. But we can knock these out in 20 minutes?
I think so. You want me to read them or you want to read them?
Oh, I don't. You can read them. I got to do other stuff here.
Okay. Howard or Fournette, boys? Standard.
I'm going Howard.
Fournette for me.
If you didn't hear me say Fournette. I'm high on Fournette this week against Indianapolis.
You're something. Okay, I like Fournette also. Wilson 27, do I drop Drake for the Chargers D? Wilson?
No.
If he's your worst player and you have five better running backs than Drake and you absolutely need a defense.
No. I'd try to make a trade.
Or drop your defense for Chargers D. Who could you have this week that is on bye that you don't want to drop?
Try to do a 2-for-1, open up a roster spot.
I bet you it's Baltimore's defense. Yeah, that's our recommendation.
I would drop them.
You drop Baltimore for them?
Yeah, I would. Baltimore just hasn't looked the same the past few weeks. They haven't been as shut down as they were right off the gate, you know.
I'm not dropping that defense.
I dropped their defense in a few leagues, and I believe last week in one of them they scored a negative. So
against Pittsburgh, yeah. I mean, I don't expect that to continue. But I would say no, Wilson. There has to be somebody else you can drop instead of Drake. These are tough guys. If we don't know what your roster, you know, we don't know if it's 8, 10, 12 team, we don't know how deep your bench is, what other guys that you have. This is very to ask a question like, do I drop Drake for the Chargers D? It's very difficult to say because I could come up with a situation that you would do that, and I could also come up with a situation where you absolutely should not do that. So, gag order OBJ, do I drop Michael Thomas for Dez Bryant? Obviously a joke, right? Yeah. Obviously a joke. Doesn't even need to be answered. Dilly Dilly 21. Pick three. Boyd, Jeffrey, Edelman, or Juju. Standard scoring. So which one of these is he leaving?
Juju.
Boyd, Jeffrey, Edelman, Juju. Who's he leaving out here?
And it's standard, I guess.
I think I'm leaving out Juju. I mean, he hasn't been so hot recently.
Yeah, I just think that's been a production of game script. I think you'll see him come back.
Carolina doesn't give up a ton through the air.
So actually, I'm leaving out Alshon. I'm leaving out Alshon. Yep. He's got Dallas.
Against Dallas?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I think these are all pretty close for me, honestly. All these guys I have pretty close. I think Juju is the guy that I'm leaning until I see something come back. But who are you leaning here, Mike?
Juju for me. I like Juju.
You like sitting Juju?
No, I'm playing Juju.
Okay. This is tough. We have to sit one. We have to sit one. Boyd, Jeffrey, Edelman, or Juju. Who are you sitting?
Edelman.
Okay. So we're all sitting somebody different. So what that tells you is go with your gut. There doesn't really seem to be a wrong decision. It's personal preference. We have all these guys ranked pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
You're basically gambling on which one of them you think is not going to get into the end zone. And I don't think Juju does tomorrow night. Who doesn't think Jeffrey is, and Mike hates Edelman. So he says, start Dez if he plays over Ito, Jordy, or Doug Martin, full PPR.
No, I don't think I would.
I don't think I would either, but I'm close.
Maybe over Doug, I guess.
Yeah, How do you think Jordy does this week?
I think he has to bounce back. I mean, they have nothing.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Got to throw it somewhere, right?
Yeah. He says he also has Mike Davis. I think that I'm starting Mike Davis over Doug Martin this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing Mike Davis over all of those guys this week.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, who's
him right there?
Who's Atlanta playing? Give me a second here. They're playing Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
I'm debating whether or not I would sit Ito or Doug.
I'm not sitting Ito.
He
gets touchdowns. He gets in the end zone.
All right. So we would not play Dez. We would play Davis, and we would play him over Doug Martin.
Yep.
Okay, Coco Pack says, I need a flex. His options are Aaron Jones, Jack Doyle, David Moore. I think Aaron Jones for sure, right?
Aaron Jones here.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm way high on him.
And he needs a QB. His options are Bortles, Mariota, Eli, or Mullins. I'm going Eli or Mullins.
I'm going Bortles.
I'm going Mullins.
I'm going Bortles. I like what Fournette coming back brings to the table.
That's too gross for me. Eli has going into the bye week last week, he had the third most passing yards. He had pretty much the fewest touchdowns for any quarterback that had started the entire season, but he had the third most passing yards. He's going against San Francisco, so I think you're going to want one of those two QBs in this game, either Eli or Mullins going against each other. Mullins looked really competent. I think the Giants defense is slightly better than we give them credit for. And I think Eli's the guy here. But Hoos likes Mullins and Dirty Jobs likes Blake Bortles. Anyone care to switch? If it makes it easy, I would go Mullins over Bortles. just so we can get some.
Yeah. I like Mullins over Bortles. I just haven't seen anything from him, so at least this season.
All right. We would go Bortles here, guy. or girl, Coco Pax, whoever that is. Brady's a bitch, says drop Gabriel for Dez. Absolutely.
Taylor Gabriel?
Yeah.
I don't think I would. I like Dez coming back and everything. I just don't feel like if he does suit up, and I mean, we're looking at he's probably going to be a couple of weeks just getting used to everything.
Well, it doesn't matter. You
in a perfect world, yes.
You have to pick him up now.
In a perfect world, yes. I wouldn't want to drop Gabriel, though.
I feel like, I mean, you're going to have people that pick up Dez, and then they're going to drop him over the next couple of weeks because with all the statements that you've made earlier with Brees, right? Drew Brees doesn't need to throw the ball. He's not going to need to get the targets out to Dez Bryant, although we'd like him to. You still got Michael Thomas out there. You still got Kamara out there. I just don't think he's going to be this huge target guy that everybody thinks he can be. He's kind of like the odd piece in a square puzzle.
Here's my question, just to try to put this in perspective. What do you guys have Gabriel on any of your teams?
Yes.
Okay, so what wide receiver is he for you on your team? Fourth, fifth, sixth, three or four. Okay, well, I have him in one league, and he's my fifth wideout. If he's your fifth or sixth wide receiver that you have on a team, I think it's pretty safe to say. I like the upside rather than Gabriel just hanging out on the bench if you're not going to use him.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So if you need Gabriel and you're having to plug and play, keep Gabriel. If you can do this as just a stash for upside, go Dez.
Yep.
Next we have R. Somers. Start two of these three in a PPR. Amari, Corey Davis, Kerryon. I think it's Amari and Kerryon for me. What about you guys?
Yep. Amari, Kerryon here.
Yeah. It's weird because I'll never like saying Amari Cooper, but I actually kind of don't mind it with Dak Prescott throwing him the ball. Or throwing the ball near him, I should say.
It looked like they were really trying to get the ball to Amari almost too much when Dak tried to force his second touchdown pass would have been to Amari there in that double coverage. It was just a bad throw. And it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever if Belichick throws some shadow on Corey Davis and just absolutely eliminates him because he really is the only huge difference maker on that team. Other than Deion Lewis, which if there's any such thing as a revenge game, this could be interesting. So Amari and Kerryon. Black Hole Sun, what is Dez's effect on Michael Thomas, Ben Watson, and Traquan Smith? What's your guys' take on that?
Traquan, sure. Watson, possibly. But not really. I feel like Watson will still get utilized. I think he definitely affects Traquan.
See, so the way that I see this with Dez is Traquan is going to stay in the slot. Ben Watson, it's not like he's super productive right now anyway. He had a fairly good game last week because he got in the end zone. But Ben Watson is still going to be used how he is being used. And Traquan's only seeing four or five targets a game. So I don't think that really goes down whatsoever. I think Dez is a good complement to Michael Thomas, but he's probably still only going to see five or six targets himself, Dez is. So I don't know that it has a huge impact on anyone other than it's going to draw coverage off these other guys and probably get them more open and allow Brees to be even more efficient when he's choosing who he wants to throw to.
Right. All right. I think we got a caller.
Do we have a caller? Not only just a caller. This is a guy who we've already answered a few questions for. This is Crazy Canuck from my Pro-Am League. He's on the line right now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man.
What's going on, bud?
Yeah, no, Pro-Am's awesome.
How can we help you beat Steve?
I'm not playing Steve this week, but I'm making a comeback in the Pro-Am, though.
All right. That's good to hear. How are you doing in there?
Unfortunately, I'm 4-5.
Okay. All right.
But that's mostly because I've had to start Lamar Miller for most of the season.
Yeah, that's been a tough one. He's been so up and down for you.
Yeah, I had a bad draft strategy because I drafted Barkley, Lamar Miller, and Rex Burkhead, and that didn't work out for me so well.
Yeah, if only that Rex Burkhead name was spelled a little like James White, you would have been looking pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking for some help in another league, though.
All right.
And it's a Dynasty full PPR. And I'm looking for some help at wide receiver. Josh Gordon, Sterling Shepard, MVS, DJ Moore, Traquan Smith. I need to start three of them.
MVS, Gordon. MVS and Gordon for sure for me.
Yeah, for sure.
So who's the third one for you guys? Do you have one that stood out?
That's honestly what I've been struggling with is, like, if I can put in DJ Moore over Sterling Shepard given the matchups.
I would like to, but I'll tell you, DJ Moore burned me so bad last week. I picked him up and played him in a couple leagues because of bye.
I played him in two leages, and he... Yeah.
And then Samuel, he burned me in two leagues. was the wide receiver to own last week, so... Oh, that was painful. So I don't know if I'm trusting DJ Moore. He'll probably have a huge game, but I'm going Shepard rather.
Young Shep.
I'm going DJ Moore. He did burn me last week too, but I feel like that was a fluke. He's so big and good. I mean, they have to get him involved. He's so much better than Funchess, if by the eye test, anyways.
But see, that's the thing, though, is that they don't have to get him involved. Christian McCaffrey and Cam on the ground, and with Greg Olsen being back, it's just going to be a roulette, I feel like, between who's productive between Samuel, DJ Moore, and Funchess. If we were talking about the most elite or the most talented player gets the most work, well, then, yeah, it's pretty easy to say that DJ Moore is that guy, but that's not how it's going, clearly. So, for me, Shepard plays a bigger role in that offense than what DJ Moore needs to, and Eli throws the ball a ton. He's not getting in the end zone, but he's getting a ton of yards. So, I think you got to go Shepard.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's where PPR,
I guess.
Well,
that'll work out better. And this league setup's a little different. There's only one starting running back spot and two flex spots for the running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Okay.
And I have Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, and James Gordon. And I'm wondering what kind of value I could get for Melvin Gordon in a trade.
Wow.
You know, whatever you want.
And I'm 4-5 in that league, by the way.
Pick a wide receiver that you like. Just throw one out there right now. What's a wide receiver you like?
DeAndre Hopkins.
You could probably go get him. It might be tough. What it's really going to boil down to is what running back does that person have? You said that you only need to start one. So.
Yeah, and I have Todd Gurley. So.
Yeah. Oh, you there.
The dog
so,
likes Gurley.
Yeah, he agrees. Gurley's the man, and so really it just depends. You need to target somebody that has a weak running back for their running back and go after whoever their best wide receiver is.
Yeah, and to be honest, I was thinking of a big package because they have Travis Kelce and George Kittle. So Melvin Gordon and George Kittle for, like, maybe even Julio and somebody else, would that be worth it? Or?
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but he can't – the running back is just sitting there. He can't do anything with him. And he has James Conner and Gurley. So these are literally just wasted points on his bench when he could have –
No, those are my running backs.
Right, exactly. But you said you can only play.
Okay, sorry. I thought you meant like.
Yeah,
you can only play one, or you.
I can only play one running back, so I have Gordon and Connor in my flex spots right now.
All right. Oh, okay. So you can flex one.
How many flex spots do you have?
I can flex all three if I want to.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I think I'm keeping those and starting.
Yeah, I'm keeping. I'm holding.
I thought this was just play one running back. No, those guys are putting up serious.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. No. I meant if, like, because I was just thinking about trying to get like a wide receiver one just because I have only wide receiver twos.
No, I think you're okay because the idea is just putting up points. And so in those spots, you have locked in RB1s every single week. So unless someone is really trying to pay up, then I wouldn't do anything. And if I'm trading more Melvin Gordon away because running backs are so shallow, someone's giving me Antonio Brown, Hopkins, or if you think another guy's as good as them, that's the only way I'm getting rid of a producing running back like Melvin Gordon. I mean, there's only a handful of them, so
right.
You need to get a ball.
And just one last question. I won't keep you guys on too long because I know I'm probably going on forever. But how do you feel about Peyton Barber and Corey Davis in your flex spots this week in a PPR? This is my Pro-Am league.
How many? Oh, this is your Pro-Am. I don't love it. Who else do you have?
I can do John Ross and Anthony Miller and Ben Watson on my bench.
Miller.
Maybe I do Anthony Miller.
Yeah.
Over Barber. I'm sorry. Who do you who else is starting?
Corey Davis is the other starter. I think I leave Corey. I think
tough.
I'm going to go ahead.
Sorry, I know it's ugly.
I'm going to go
ugly.
Ahead.
Maybe Ross. Maybe Ross.
Against New Orleans, yeah, because maybe they're playing catch-up with A.J.
Green. Yeah.
No A.J.
I thought maybe Corey Davis with, like, running up the score, and they'd have to play a lot. And
look, there's Corey. I don't envision Corey Davis having a mediocre day. I envision him either getting completely shut down and having one catch for 12 yards or him having a touchdown and a 100-yard day. I don't really see a middle ground here. They may absolutely need him to step up, and maybe Mariota continues with some confidence. But oof. I think I like John Ross for the upside. It's tough. I haven't recommended anyone start.
Oh, thanks. I just like a little input. That's all.
Yeah. No,
it stuck out to me right away. It was John Ross. I was like, I like him.
Okay, so let's rock with John Ross.
Because he's got the speed, and with AJ Green out, I thought maybe he could.
Well, perform. You know, I mean, they also have Erickson, you know, and then they also have
Tyler Boyd.
You know, who was an Auden Tate. You know, so I mean, they have other guys that, you know, so I mean, you know, you're dart throwing right now, you know, with no AJ, they also have Geo, you know, but, I like Corey Davis over Ross, just not this week, you know, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're dart throwing with those players right now anyway, I think so. I think you're all right.
Unfortunately,
with,
yeah, it's just kind of shooting. Kind of flip of a coin.
Yeah, sometimes that's really what it comes down to. You can overanalyze things and look at it, but some of these guys, all the analytics, they really are going to have them pretty close to
you
the same.
You can be fair teasing yourself.
That's right. So, best of luck with that one.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything and. I listen every week. It's the first time I've called in, and thanks for
nice,
your help.
Should have started calling in sooner. You'd have a better record in the Pro-Am.
Oh,
ouch! Hey, in that Pro-Am, at one point, I had the most points for and the most points against.
Yeah,
out of 12 teams, and I was terrible. It was so frustrating.
It's a competitive league.
It is tough. It is tough. But we thank you for joining that, man, because that means you donated to Rob and helped us out. And so we do appreciate that, Crazy Canuck.
Oh, yeah. I did see. I'm even in the Dirty Jobs' listener league, too.
I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry for
you. Glad somebody here is in that league.
I didn't want to bring it up. But
oh, man. Can you tell us about how Dirty Jobs doing in that league?
I think it involves a donut and the number 9.
Man. Oh, my goodness. I lost this week. Are you ready for this? Wait, I can't remember what the score is. Hold on.
Dirty Jobs.
I lost 149.98 to 150.16.
Brutal.
Can't buy a win, buddy.
Dude, I cannot buy a win, but I just proves that I have the strongest listeners.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
All right,
it's like that sometime in fantasy. It's like that sometime in fantasy.
You're right.
You just can't buy a point.
Yeah, can't buy a win. That is for damn sure.
Best of luck to you this week. In your,
I needed Ezekiel Elliott to get one more catch. That was it. Okay.
The guys were against you.
They were.
Well, best of luck to you this
week, brother.
Crazy Canuck.
Yeah,
you're
luck,
playing.
Man.
You're playing.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Playing Brooklyn Dog.
Yeah, for sure. Next week.
All right, sorry, got disconnected. He's playing Brooklyn Dog this week, so that should be a good one. That should be a good one. Yeah, we mentioned it there, guys. If we helped you out at all for any of this stuff, we give you advice, good ideas for trades, waiver wire stuff during the other shows in the week, or you call in. And we helped you out. Please, please, please go to our cause webpage. It's gofundme.com/RobJR. We do all this stuff for free. We do it for Rob. He's our friend. He's got chronic Lyme disease. We're trying to raise money so he can get some treatments, some pretty extreme treatments. They're very expensive, but they could save his life. So if we help you out, throw a couple bucks in the GoFundMe, gofundme.com/RobJR. All right, I got no more calls, and it is, the Mixer chat is just off the hook right now. We got this guy. Hang on here. Let me pull it back up. The Chief wants to know, rest of season, who do you guys want the most? Baldwin, Shepard, Amari, or Tate?
Amari.
Gonna go Amari, yeah. Sheesh, that's disgusting, but yeah.
Yep. Amari, for right now, Tate is an X factor.
Right,
we have no clue.
Yeah, we don't know
how he's going to fit in. So, given how things stand right now, Amari.
All right, would you guys package Baldwin and Dez for one of those guys for either Amari, Shepard, or Tate?
No,
I wouldn't either.
Uh-oh. I know. Yep.
Nah. All right. Captain Kurt, David Njoku, or Jarrett Cook this week, full PPR?
Njoku.
Yeah, I'm trying to start as many Browns as I can this week, unfortunately, as weird as that sounds. Give me Njoku.
Give me Cook.
Yeah, all right. That is it for the Mixler. Where are we at in the mail sack? Were we at Black Hole Sun?
J-Bo.
Black Hole Sun.
JB1.
All right.
Rest of season, John Brown or Matt Breida? Rest of season, who should he keep a hold of? It's Breida, right, for sure?
Yeah. It's Brizzy, even though you don't know who I'm saying by saying Brizzy. yeah, it's Breida. It could be Brown, but Breida.
All right. So it's the one has a picture of his lineup. He said who? Oh, his picture of the QBs on the wire. Said who's the best QB here. He currently has Alex Smith. He doesn't know if he should stick with him or go pick up either Eli, Bortles, Prescott, Rosen, Carr, or Mullen. I think that
What does he have right now?
He has Alex Smith. And I would go Eli or Mullens over him.
I think I'd go Mullens.
I think I'd go Eli. I mean, Mullins had a good week, but I've got to see a little bit more before I start getting that guy integrated into my starting lineups.
All right, so we got Dirty Jobs to switch from Bortles to Eli. I like it. So Eli is the way that I would switch here, that I would lean here. Mullins is a close second for me. They're playing each other on Monday night.
It's the addition of the picture that he put in there, right? Eli Manning just looks so confident, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the face of Eli is what I imagine there. Sandman 25, is McGuire a good play this week? And to double down, are the Bills a good defense to play with McCown back? I do like the Bills defense this week as a streamer. And I also conversely think that Elijah McGuire will be a pretty integral part of the Jets offense if they do get that going for McCown to just check down to. So yes, I think McGuire is a decent play, and I think the Bills are also a decent play. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree here. McGuire should definitely be in use. We've been waiting for him to come back. He's pretty much had the role. They've just been waiting for him to come back. He looked decent coming back. So I think the Bills are going to definitely be a nice bye week fill-in as well. It's probably going to be the only time you use this defense. But I like it.
I'm just worried McCown's going to come out and light it up the way McCown does.
Damn right he is.
He always has that one or two fantastic games, and then he does what he does.
It's possible. You could bring Robbie Anderson right back to life. You could just resuscitate him. What else does he have?
He's just asking if those are decent plays this week.
I mean, yeah, we don't know right now. I mean, I will say, the quarterback change does change things a little. Just because we've seen McCown be really good, but then we've also seen him be kind of blah as well.
Yes. So overall, we think Bills are a decent stream this week. We'll see. Anything could happen with McCown, but we think Bills are decent stream.
I got a couple mixer. We got an argument going on in the mixer chat. We got Crazy Kentucky called in. Are Lindsey and John Brown good trade targets? And he is looking at these guys for a dynasty. So would you trade for – which of those guys would you trade for in a dynasty league?
Lindsey?
Yeah. Lindsey. Yep. I don't see why not both. I mean, both guys are – neither one are older.
John Brown has the sickle cell anemia, so I don't know.
Yeah, but he's been healthy. Maybe it's behind him.
Maybe. But I don't – is that something that you just get behind, or that's something that you have, right? Like once you have sickle cell anemia – I'm not a doctor, but I thought sickle cell anemia was something that is a condition that stays with you. I don't think it really – I think you manage it. I'm not sure that it just goes away.
Yeah. Then we got the Chief, Burton or Uzoma this week, full PPR?
Uzoma.
Burton.
I'm going to go Burton just because better talent. Uzoma has a great opportunity with – AJ Green being down, they might need him, but Burton for me.
All right, and we can go back now to the sack with not that, with this.
If you smell what the fuck is cooking,
Rock. What does The Rock say this week?
The Rock says, in a PPR league, do I trade away my candy ass Nick Chubb and Amendola to get the electrifying Matt Ryan and Julian Edelman? Other running backs are DJ Connor, Aaron Jones, and Ito Smith. Current quarterback is Fitzmagic. He's 7-2, looking to get a solid quarterback for the playoffs. So is he buying Matt Ryan and Edelman with Nick Chubb and Amendola?
I would do this.
Finally, you're making a great trade. Yes, do this. Sorry, that was my best attempt.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't very good.
That was pretty good.
I'm with The Rock here.
I think you're making out like a bandit, especially if you're going to get a solid quarterback like Matt Ryan. I think I like this. Yeah, although Fitz is going to be your solid quarterback for the playoffs.
Maybe. We might see Jameis again.
Right, we just never know.
Aruba. Pick two wide receiver, Kurt Valdez, Godwin.
I love it when The Rock writes questions. It's like my favorite part of the show right there.
See, man, what's bothering me with Godwin is Humphreys is starting to get a ton of looks.
Yes. Sit Godwin, play Kirk and Scantling.
Yeah. We'll
make that easy. Yep. Flex McCoy or Doyle or flex Godwin. For me, it's McCoy.
For me, it's Doyle.
Ooh. Okay. For me, it's McCoy. All right. Okay, so we have two McCoy for the flex and one Doyle. So many wide receivers. The only way that the Bills do anything is if McCoy is involved. There's so many wide receiving, so many receiving options in for the Colts. I gotta go McCoy. So two McCoy, one Doyle. Shinister, need an RB2 full point PPR. Chubb, Mixon, Sony Michel. Mixon for me.
Yep. Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon. Mixon's a must start this week for me.
I like all three of them. This must be an 8-team, hopefully. In the bag. Who should I bench in a half point? Mixon, Mac, Howard. Wow. That's tough.
Mixon, Mac, Howard?
Mixon, Mac, and Howard. He has to bench one of them.
I guess. What is this? A PPR
half,
standard?
Half point.
Half point.
I'm sitting. If it makes it easier, I'm sitting Howard here. Although I
want to say Howard, but
I mean Mac, you're not sitting Mixon. You're just not. He's an RB1, and Mac has
looking at the last two
games.
I just want to make sure I'm not going against my rankings here. And I actually have Howard and Mixon. I have Howard a couple spots ahead. So, Howard Mixon for me.
Okay. And Mike and I are sitting Howard, right, Mike?
Yes, correct.
Okay. OBJ15, which QB has the best matchup this week? He picked up Bortles versus Indy. He has a lot of the same guys. The available guys are Mariota, Mullins, Manning, McCown, Osweiler, Rosen, and Josh Allen. It's still Eli for me. And Eli for Mike, unless he's switching again. And
Mullins out there.
Mullins is there.
Yeah, Mullins.
Is Bortles there? Because I'm not looking at Eli right now.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm good with Eli. I'm good with Eli.
Two for Eli, one for Nick Mullins. Ouija says Hooper at Cleveland or Doyle at DJX PPR. Are you in love with Doyle here?
Going Doyle rules.
I'll go with the Hoos. I'll side with him. I'll ride with him on this one. Welcome to Doyle.
That's right.
Blue PKE, QB for the rest of the year. Dalton, Wentz, Fitzmagic. I'm going with my boy Wentz.
I too am going Wentz. The Pennsylvanian.
I'm going Fitzmagic.
Wow.
Magic man.
Rest of season, huh? That's who you would trust your fantasy team to? You not only think he's going to be better than Wentz, but you think that there's no chance of him losing the starting job to Winston at any point?
I don't really think that he's going to. Here's my thing. I'm taking into consideration that this guy has both of these guys on his team, and unless he's dropping one of them, he's going to have them. But just rest of season,
let's say
rating
he's
them,
gonna, let's
just
say he's
rating them rest
one.
Of season.
Let's say he's only going to have one for his team.
If he has to drop a quarterback or something, then I'd go Wentz. But rest of the season, just for his own peace of mind, I'd say Fitzpatrick. But you still have Wentz on your team, so you know you're fine. You have Wentz on your team.
Okay, I'm taking this as though he just wants one, and he wants to load up with a bunch of running backs and wide receivers headed into the end of the year.
All right, so yeah, just go Wentz there. But I don't. I guess
that's fair. I see what you're saying there. If you have room to have a backup, go ahead and take Fitzmagic for the upside to have him there and then have Wentz also.
Right.
Texans 23, trading White for Hopkins, PPR league. Yeah, I would absolutely trade James White for Hopkins. I think that's topping out on that potential.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Score.
Okay, Sandman 25 said, would you play Mike Evans or Kerryon this week? Standard scoring. I know Mike was he was disappointing last week, but you got to go Mike Evans.
Yeah, Bradbury all over him. So, I mean, he just – he basically shut him down. I'm going Evans this week, though.
Mike, you're there too, aren't you?
Half, man, with that. With Theo Riddick coming back. So, yeah, it's Mike Evans all day for me.
Yeah, Theo Riddick doesn't mean anything to me. I like Kerryon, but they are playing Chicago, so that's tough. From
like 80% snaps to like 40% snaps or 50% snaps or something crazy like that Kerryon did. So, I mean, Theo Riddick might not be much, but he's definitely getting
some snaps.
Kerryon Johnson's workload.
I gotcha. All right, Eagle Nation says, should I add Valdez and drop Golden Tate, full point PPR?
No.
That's a tough call.
It is a tough call, but
he's forcing us to make a prediction on what we think Golden Tate is going to be with the Eagles.
Right.
I think if this were standard scoring, I would. I think if this were standard scoring, I would. I don't expect Tate to get a lot of touchdowns, which is kind of what you look for in standard. You know, you're really looking for the total yards and the touchdowns. But in a PPR, I think that Wentz is on target enough that even if there's only six or seven targets a game going Tate's way, that he can still have a pretty safe floor.
Yep. Agree.
Mike, did you just love that so much you went to sleep?
That's what I had said. You know, I mean, I like Tate. I like the expectation of what Tate's going to bring to the table. I mean, the guy is a beast. And if you look at that team, I mean, yes, you have Alshon Jeffrey. You have Zach Ertz. I mean, there's the weapons, but you really just don't have the guy that Carson Wentz needs. So, I mean, I have to see what Golden Tate does. I couldn't drop him. I like the upside of him more than I like the upside of Valdez Scantling.
Okay. I like the upside of both, but that's a good point.
I like Valdez Scantling. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's on Aaron Rodgers, but it's just not as much as I like Golden Tate.
Good deal.
And the standard.
Jumbras says half point PPR Dion or Marky Mark Ingram.
Dion.
Wow, this is amazing because if it were 2 weeks ago, no one would even be considering playing Dion. Everyone was so frustrated with him.
I got Ingram ahead one spot.
I'm going Ingram here also. Going Ingram here also. Right when everyone starts getting down on him, he puts up a 3-touchdown game for 100 yards. Wise One says, trade Hunt and Hilton for Gordon Kittle. Okay, so this is the one we said no.
Right, no.
We would not do this for. I am curious who your tight end is, though, if you're considering this trade. Memes in football. You wouldn't do this, right, Mike?
I wouldn't. No.
Memes in football. Are any Jets players worth an ad or a play with McCown as their quarterback?
Robbie?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Inunua, too, because he's fast. I mean, that's kind of McCown's play set is to hit the fast guy.
Right. I just look at Robbie being, you know, what he was last year when, you know, McCown was doing most of the work.
Yeah.
You know, Robbie was, you know, borderline one. So I'm going to lean Robbie over Inunua here.
See, I think they're both worth an ad or a play. That's all I'm saying. I think they're both worth, like, if you can't get Robbie Anderson, get the other guy. I mean, I like them both.
I hear you.
Hot take, dirty jobs, and Noon was a wide receiver one.
Seven touchdowns.
Blue PKE, Greg Olson or Kittle? I think we said Olson here.
Yep.
Close, but Olson. Mike DeBears 07. Would it be crazy to start Elijah McGuire over Kerryon this week?
In the PPR?
I'm reading. It does half point PPR.
Half point, I'm going to say no.
No, it's not crazy, or no, you won't do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. In the full PPR, I think I'd do it.
It's not crazy to do it, DeBears, but Hoos and I both like Kerryon, and Mike is probably going to say, but Theo Riddick.
Well, here's my thing with Riddick. Riddick is taking away from Tate, you know, more than he's taking away from Kerryon, I think. You know, not taking away from Tate. I mean, I think he's absorbing some of Tate's targets, you know, versus taking away from Kerryon. I think that, you know, he just kind of had a bad game, you know, but I think he bounces back nicely. But in a half point.
Like, I mean, if it's either Riddick or it's Kerryon on the field. And like last week, like I said,
Kerryon, I started them both last week.
50%.
All right. Moving on to the next part of this. He says his league mate is mad, or his co-manager is mad that he traded Hunt for AB a couple weeks ago. Their other running backs are Zeke, and Barkley, and their only good receiver was Kupp, and who was hurt at the time. He wants to know if he made the wrong move. I don't think so. No. AB has been the number one wide receiver for the last 4 years. So with Zeke still having Zeke and Barkley on your team, I think that was fine. I probably would have tried to move Zeke and kept Hunt and Barkley.
Yep.
But assuming that wasn't a doable thing, I think that you're fine getting Antonio Brown. It's the only person I'd really be mad if you traded away for him would, let's be honest, it's Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we think you did fine, bud. McGuire, Kerryon, or Mike Davis? Oh, well, I think I would play Mike Davis over Kerryon or McGuire, assuming that Carson's out.
Yep.
Team Clyde says Aaron Rodgers or Fitzpatrick?
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Let's not get too cute here, boys. Anything could happen, but we think Rodgers is the play. Yeah. From the channel, Gronky1990, give Boyd, Sanders, and Traquan to get Zeke. He would still have Keenan Allen and T.Y.
Boyd, Sanders, and Traquan to get Zeke?
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. But yeah. I wonder what the rest of his team looks like.
I mean, if you were really hurting for running back, then I would.
You're not starting Traquan, really.
No, you're not starting Traquan.
So throw Traquan out of it. So it's basically Sanders
And Boyd.
And Boyd for Zeke.
And this is a full point PPR, though. So Sanders and Boyd kind of both get an uptick, and Zeke kind of takes a downtick.
Right. Man.
This is a lot, bud. This is a lot.
It is a lot. But I think he needs to do it if he needs to do it.
Sanders is like the number six wide receiver in a PPR.
Yeah. See, I think I've got to try to keep Boyd or Sanders there. I think I'd package Boyd or Traquan or Sanders.
Yeah. Maybe try to get a lesser. Yeah. Don't give both of them away.
Yeah. I can give both of them out.
Though. Yeah. I think you're giving away too much.
Nickerson says, hey, what defense?
Sorry, guys. There's another trade Zeke question, two down there from B Quick Silva. Jump to that one real quick because he's trying to trade away Zeke. So it's kind of
every week
same.
is a must win for me to make the playoffs. What should I fetch for Zeke? I was thinking two RB2s. He's thinking about trading Zeke for Coleman and Chubb. Says, wow, he just got offered Mike Evans, Tariq Cohen, and David Johnson for Ezekiel Elliott, Nick Chubb, and Mike Williams. So Mike Williams is kind of irrelevant. He's trading Zeke and Nick Chubb for Evans, DJ, and Tariq.
I like it.
I don't think I do. I don't think I like that trade. I think I'd rather have the Zeke side of that.
Yeah,
I like Evans and I like David Johnson, but I like Ezekiel Elliott and Nick Chubb, man. I think their rest of the season looks pretty decent. So
I'm curious what the format of this is. He doesn't say if it's PPR or not.
Half point, 12-man league, both PPR.
He's giving Chubb as well?
Yes, he's giving Zeke, Chubb, and Mike Williams for Mike Evans, Tariq Cohen, and David Johnson. It's PPR.
It's PPR, yeah. I think you got to do it.
I think he says both are PPR formats. Oh, the ESPN one is a half point.
I think I'd do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would too. I think I would too, because all three of those are usable. It's a good trade. I have a tough time getting rid of Nick Chubb, though. I really like Nick Chubb.
Well, yeah. He's also listening on the Mixler here. It looks like he did take the trade for Mike Evans, and it's a three wideout league, so for three wide receivers, that's a pretty good ad.
Yeah.
That's a huge upgrade over Mike Evans.
Yeah,
that's a big upgrade over Mike Evans, and I think David Johnson has a pretty decent schedule going forward. And Tariq Cohen had one bad game last week, but he's been balling out, so I think he did fine.
Okay, yeah, and in the other league is ESPN half point. He's 3-6. He says he's got Chubb and Coleman for Zeke. I don't know if he's accepted that trade or that's on the table. But
so he would be. Okay, so he has Chubb and Coleman.
No, he's giving away Zeke. He's trying to sell Zeke in this situation. So he would get Coleman and Chubb.
Yeah, I think that's okay. I think that's okay. Especially if you need depth at running back and you just need depth in general. I'm looking at his team here. He has Chris Carson, who's hurt.
Yeah, he had no depth. Yeah. So yeah, he did take that trade. So I guess this was more of like, did you think I did good? I mean, yeah, pretty good trades. Guys, if you ever have like big, serious trade questions like this where there's a lot of moving pieces, we're happy to do them on the show, but they're complicated questions, so they're going to get long answers. But you're welcome to go to sleeperwire.com, click the free advice button, and we've got a form there you can fill out. You can give us all the details, and then it'll give us more time to kind of mull it over, talk amongst ourselves, and send you an email back. But
or if you need something quick, you can always hit us up on Twitter or the Sleeper app directly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yep.
We're all pretty responsive on that.
You call Dirty Jobs. He's down at the local
saloon.
No, like exotic tavern. Dancers. Exotic dancers, but for women.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
That's why they call him Dirty Jobs, man.
All right,
back to Nickerson.
Now that's going to always be in my head. Thanks, Steve.
I'll just let you think about it. What defense has the best playoff schedule? Weeks 14, 15, and 16. Someone in my league dropped Denver, who plays San Francisco, Cleveland, and Oakland. Well, that's a pretty good – that's likely one of the best ones that are going to be available, because the ones that are not available, I don't think are going to matter unless you're trying to trade for them. Let's see here. Green Bay does not. It just sounds like Denver's a pretty decent one. This is one that would take us a little more time to look up. I don't, off the top of my head, know.
Right.
What defense has the best playoff schedule at the moment.
I like Detroit, though. I was looking at Detroit for a rest of the season play. They got some good matchups coming forward.
Okay.
But playoff schedule, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Mike, is there a defense that you've looked up recently?
The Chiefs actually have a pretty decent 14, 15, 16. I'm not picking them up in every single one of my leagues, but I feel like they've really been kind of like shoring things up a little bit. And I feel like Arrowhead, wintertime, I mean, you just got a lot of things there that...
So they play Baltimore and the Chargers. I wouldn't want to play the Chargers. And then they have Seattle in week 16. So I don't love that one.
As a defense?
Chargers?
I love playing Baltimore at home. I love playing the Chargers at home. And then at Seahawks, that doesn't scare me much either. I don't know. I like the Chiefs. I think that's...
The Lions here was week 14, they've got Arizona. Week 15, they got Buffalo. And then week 16, you're probably not going to use them against Minnesota. But week 14 and week 15 for your round one, round two, those are decent matchups for you.
I like Washington. Washington plays the Giants, then they play Jacksonville, then they play Tennessee, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah. I like that too. They've been a decent play last year as well. So to close the season out.
Bengals got Oakland and Cleveland too, fantasy playoffs. Bengals is a nice one. Did we say the Chargers yet? Chargers?
I think we mentioned them.
All right, cool.
All right, so there's a few of them there for you.
Ooh, Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee too. Jacksonville, Giants, and Washington. And the Jets before them.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Yeah.
But you're not going to love them right now, though. They're playing New England this week. So they play New England, Indy, and then Houston. So, but then they get the Jets in Jacksonville, the Giants in Washington. So you may pick them up to stash them if you have the room, if you're that forward-thinking, but you're not going to use them anytime soon. Okay.
And then maybe Green Bay week 16 at New York Jets.
Yep. Okay, next one here. Red Hot Drummer 87, Packers or Chargers DST this week? These are two that I picked. I picked up both of these in a couple leagues to play them, whichever one was available that I could get a hold of. And I would prefer the Chargers playing Oakland, but like the Packers quite a bit also playing Miami. Which one do you guys like?
I'm going to go Packers.
Okay.
I like the Packers.
All right. I like them both also. Jack Doyle, Joku, Jordan Howard. Full point PPR. Rest of season. Pick two of them.
Doyle, Howard.
And Joku, Howard for me.
I'm such a Baker fan, but I think I got to go Doyle Howard. That's tough. Ooh, I really want to go Njoku. Yep. Jack Doyle and Howard for me. Oh, already got that one. Scrolling down here. Froggy B.
Froggy B.
What's Froggy B asking here?
What are you asking, Frogs?
Hang on. I got you covered. Who you at, Froggy B?
Yeah, he sent a screenshot. Is he wanting to know if there's anyone he should play that's on his bench?
I don't even see this.
Or what?
Where is this?
It's a screenshot, page 10 on the notes.
Page 10. How did I miss this?
Oh, dude, those are still the lineups from the previous question.
Oh yeah. Ignore those. Okay, so that was from Be Quick Silva. All right, so let's do Britt's question from the email real quick. Should I drop Trubisky to pick up Lamar Jackson? I have Breeze in case Flacco gets sat.
No,
because Trubisky's guaranteed playing, and there's no. I don't love Trubisky, but he's put up some big games, and as a back, I think you'll be fine between Breeze and Trubisky. Lamar Jackson, that's a lottery ticket and no guarantee that he would even be more productive than Trubisky on the off chance he does get to start.
All right, we're going to – Mike, go ahead.
I'm good with it. I like it. I like getting Lamar Jackson if you have space. If you got a guy you're never going to use, like which in this case, I don't really see too many options where you're going to say, ooh, I'd rather have Trubisky over Drew Breeze. So I feel like that lottery ticket's worth it. I like Lamar Jackson.
Okay. All right. Sebastian asked us a question on the email, but it's a fucking novel, so we're going to go through that one later. It's a lot of reading, and it's getting late. So three more here. Jeff S. from the Facebook group was offered Valdez Scantling for Jordan Howard, but I countered with Adrian Peterson. Full PPR. Your thoughts?
I think that's fine. I would.
Yeah, it's a decent counter. I definitely wouldn't do what he first offered.
Howard.
Don't take that.
Yep.
No, don't take that.
Yep.
Peterson's fine, especially when CT ever gets healthy.
Well, and I was telling him, out of those two, so both of those players had some pretty big hits to their offensive lines, Chicago with Kyle Long, and just Washington's a mess. And I would rather keep Howard. He's in a less of a crazy situation than AD is. So, Brad Harmon, who's a better play for the rest of the season, Doyle or Ebron? Ooh.
Ebron.
On Doyle.
Oh, don't do it, Hoos. Don't make me throw down a bet here.
I'm doing it. All right.
Steve, rest of the season. Hoos versus.
I got it. I got to.
Primetime.
I want in on that, too, because I agree. It's Ebron. Ebron probably won't have the snap count, but he'll have the red zone.
We're just talking points here.
This is what, PPR?
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say. So let's say half point.
I'd still go Doyle.
Don't be getting second guessing yourself now.
I thought he was doing PPR, but half point, it's fine. I still do Doyle.
All right. Last one, Aaron Dunn. It's a two-parter. Coleman rest of season. Did they figure out how to use him? I told people on the Tuesday show, you got to keep starting him. I mean, he's scoring. He's not doing amazing things, but he's scoring. So
that's right. Keep using.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. I mean, he's got pretty much a similar amount of touches. He scored.
Let's keep rolling him out. With Duke Johnson coming back to life, is it time to sell on Landry?
No, it's time to buy.
No, yeah,
Landry's at a low point right now, and I know it's something that keeps being talked about. Oh, he's gonna get on, but right now you're not gonna get what he's worth. So
right, you can probably get him for pretty cheap.
You can get him for cheap, and
that's why it's time to buy.
Yep, that's right.
I was saying sell him earlier in the season a couple weeks ago when he had that game. I think he had 25 points. Yeah, so you could probably try to sell him and try to get something more worth, because I kind of felt like these were the games he was going to be having, these up and down games. But I'd still like to have him on my team. Just, I would have liked to probably got some more better value for him at the time. But yeah, if you get him for cheap now, do it.
Okay. That is it for the sack. Just shut the phone lines down and we're going to wrap it up. Dirty Jobs, right, Lucas, Hoos, good job tonight. You guys crushed it. Thank you for everyone who called in tonight. And don't forget, if you didn't get a chance to call in and you're still listening, that's okay. You can write to us on the website, sleeperwire.com. Go to the free advice button. Find us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can find us on the Sleeper app. I have too many windows open. Go to the Sleeperwire channel on the Sleeper app. Same thing with the Fantasy Life app if you're on that. Go to the Sleeperwire chat room in there. Oh, and Facebook groups, the Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club. Okay, we will be done now. We're coming back live on Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Start Sit Questions. It's a show called The Blitz. We'll help you get your win here in Week 10. Shows all throughout the week. Go to the website, sleeperwire.com, to find the schedule and get the podcast. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, if you like what we do, go to that GoFundMe, Rob JR, GoFundMe.com/RobJR. Make a little donation to help us out. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Have a good night and good luck in Week 10.